Or at least where the limitation, you make a big point of this in your brief, as I recall, at least where the reason the candidate would have to spend so much time is the very small contribution limit established by the same statute. It's rather like the murderer asking for mercy because he's an orphan, having killed his parents.
It is a self-justifying statute by imposing the lowest contribution limits in the nation, adjusted for inflation for 1974 dollars when the $1,000 limit was approved. This is a contribution limit of $50
for an election. Well, to get back to Justice Souter's question, could you answer it this way? Let's assume that some members of the court simply accepted the proposition that money buys access. And I don't think maybe we can take judicial notice of that, but I think that's a common sense conclusion that we can reach. And you tend to fight this in your brief to say that this doesn't happen. I tend to doubt that. I tend to think money does buy access. If we or I were to conclude that, what would follow?
Well, I think it's not a matter of just access. It has to be a matter of privileged access, as this court found.
All right,
found
say it's privileged access.
Well, if it's privileged,
I mean, isn't the answer that that this is up to the voters? The voters can see what's going on and throw the legislator out if they choose.
Indeed, and in fact.